This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello everybody, a huge welcome one and all once again. Yes, it's the show that goes like this. It means it's just gone six on a Tuesday. I hope you've all had a lovely day so far. I certainly have. What is going on in the world? Well, we have a new Prime Minister, a new British Asian Prime Minister. Very exciting development there, and a great case for diversity being fabulous. And also, did you know today is International Artist Day? So that's quite exciting. It's also, in a totally different way, National Greasy Foods Day, which is a bit weird. It's rather more healthily World Pasta Day, and I'll share with you another ridiculous day that it also is on the 25th of October, a little bit later on as well. As ever, all the regular stuff you've come to know and mildly admire on the show that goes like this tonight. Celebrity birthdays will be shared a bit later on. We'll pay a few visits to the weird world of news, looking at the wackier side of occurrences throughout the world over the last 7 days, and we will be paying another visit to the World Cup of Movie Villains, getting to the business end already. Some exciting times going on. As ever, you can get a sneak preview at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. The two first quarterfinals have gone live to vote upon, and you can do that early doors, if you like, by looking right now. I will tell you more about it a bit later on in the show. And some great music coming up. What kind of music are we playing? Well, were some of you emotional like me? I haven't really connected with Doctor Who since Jodie Whittaker took over. Nothing to do with Jodie Whittaker being the Doctor, because I loved that development. It's more been the writing, the show running, the direction of the show. I really didn't like the first series she featured in, because every episode was a small standalone story. There was no kind of overreaching story arc throughout the whole series, which I thought had made all the rest of them, with Russell T. Davis and Stephen Moffat show running, all the more interesting for it. So I lost a bit of heart with it. But I have to say, I enjoyed last Sunday's final episode for Jodie Whittaker, her signing off, if you like, and regenerating more than once, if you saw the episode, which was interesting. Regenerating and then sort of anti-regenerating and then regenerating. But if you don't know much about Doctor Who and you're thinking, what am I talking about? Well, you'll have to start watching it if you want to understand. But all the tracks in tonight's show, loosely or tightly — can you have tightly linked things? I'm not quite sure. Coherently linked things or tenuously linked things will be linked to Doctor Who in some way or another. This first track is rather obviously linked to Doctor Who, but it's a corker to get us going musically. As ever, enjoy your Tuesday. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. Here are the Time Lords.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the classic Time Lords with Doctor in the TARDIS. With an apostrophe at the end of doctoring, so I'm assuming they've made a verb, doctoring the TARDIS. I don't know what that is, like adjusting things in the TARDIS, fixing things in the TARDIS. Anyway, Doctor Who fans are surely talking about what went on in Sunday's episode, because there was a shock twist if you hadn't seen it coming or hadn't looked online at any of the spoilers or anything like that. It was quite good. And whilst I don't want to reveal too much, let's just say the end of that episode with Jodie Whittaker, rather interesting, because everybody knows Chuti Gatwa had been cast as the next Doctor, but it's not going to be him just yet. You'll have to have a look if you're wondering what I'm talking about, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't seen it. Anyway, I have kind of already by telling you there's some kind of twist at the end. If you're a big fan, you'll have watched it Sunday night, wouldn't you? Or at least caught up yesterday or early today. Come on. Anyway, it's Tuesday. It's the 25th of October. It's International Artist Day. It's National Greasy Foods Day. It's World Pasta Day. And did you know, all throughout October, rather unnecessarily, somehow, this is genuinely a thing, it's National Medical Librarians Month. Right, hang on. National Medical Librarians Month. They get celebrated for a whole month. Yes, I appreciate there are a lot of books in the world. Yes, I appreciate many of those books must relate to the world of medicine. You see, it is Doctor Who we're celebrating throughout this show, so, you know, we can also talk about medical matters. But Medical Librarians Month. I can't believe there's many libraries that solely hold medical books. Maybe departments within other libraries or universities or maybe teaching hospitals or something like that. But Medical Librarians Month. October is that month. Congratulations, all you medical librarians out there. Hope you're having a wonderful time all throughout October. You certainly have been for 3 and a bit weeks already. Marvellous. Now, we will be paying visits to the Weird World of News. I've seen some other news trending on Twitter right now that's made me slightly excited that I'm going to share with you after this next track, which of course links to time travel. Thanks so much to Andrew Van Buren, who suggested we open the show with the Time Lords and Doctor in the TARDIS. And then thanks so much to Paul Milton, who suggested another track for featuring in this show. Would the Doctor want to turn back time? Well, it can travel through time, so it doesn't really matter too much, but Cher certainly wants to. Cheers, Paul.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
I'm gone, and if I could turn back time.
Phoenix FM.
Cher wanting to turn back time. Doctor Who doesn't have to worry about that. He, she, or whoever can travel through time in the TARDIS, of course. Now, obviously a lot of this show we're going to be talking about Doctor Who because all the tracks relate to Doctor Who, many of which have been suggested by you lovely listening legends. Thank you so much to that. Thank you to Paul Milton for Cher. And if you could turn back time on the occasion of his own birthday as well, which makes me think, shall we, having talked about birthdays, deal with some other birthdays. Who in the celebrity world is celebrating today then? Well, Katy Perry is 38 today. Ryland Clark Neal is 34 today. David Furnish is 60 today. Nancy Cartwright is 65. You may be thinking, who's Nancy Cartwright? I don't recognise that name. She has been, ever since it began, the voice of Bart Simpson. Nancy Cartwright. Actor Phil Daniels is 64 today, and had they survived, Pablo Picasso would be 141 today, and Johann Strauss would be 197. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And very many happy returns to fan and friend of the show, Mr. Paul Milton, who has messaged in on social media in the run-up to it, and I'm hoping listening as well on the old Mixcloud. He is, I can just see his message in the chat box. If you want to get the video feed into the studio, it's mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM, and if you have a Mixcloud account, which is free to get, you can join in the chat in the box at the side. But also, if you go to our website, phoenixfm.com, on the homepage, there is a video button over at the top right that says webcam, and you can get the feed into the studio direct from our website as well. It will still take you to the Mixcloud link, but there is a link already there, phoenixfm.com. So yes, it's coming up to 20 past six already on Tuesday the 25th of October. I'm having a lovely old time, hope you are too. I did say I'd share with you some exciting information. This was released last night on the Hollywood Reporter's website. Damon Lindelof and Justin Britt Gibson are penning a script for a new Star Wars movie set after the events of The Rise of Skywalker. Yes, there's a lot in the pipeline right now, which is all going back, set during events from other films, in between other films. That could be very interesting. Whatever you think of the Disney sequels, could that be very exciting? A film that will start off a new story set after the events of The Rise of Skywalker. Could it feature Daisy Ridley's Rey? Could it feature John Boyega's Finn or Oscar Isaac's Poe Dameron or any of the characters who were introduced in the sequels? Who knows? But all that they are saying at the moment in the Hollywood Reporter is a new Star Wars movie is in the works, set after the events of The Rise of Skywalker. I have seen a few episodes of Andor, which a lot of people are critically receiving very well. So the world of Star Wars, interesting. I was a bit worried. It's happened with Marvel, it's happening with Star Wars. It's almost like saturation because they've all gone to TV shows rather than movies. And you see, with Marvel now, it's like I just haven't got time to catch up on everything. Moon Knight, haven't watched any of that. She-Hulk, not had time for any of that. There's so much more in the pipeline. I'm excited for Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania coming out in February. And then, you know, there's other films in the pipeline. I want to see what happens with the Kang Dynasty. But you've got to get through so much before then. Thunderbolts, isn't it? It's got to come out before that. The Daredevil series is coming out before that. So it's similar with Star Wars. The Skeleton Crew with Jude Law, which is going to be aimed heavily at kids. There's the very soon to be released, I think possibly this week, Tales of the Jedi animated series, which is coming out, which goes back to prequels time, I think, sort of Attack of the Clones time, maybe, because it features a younger Count Dooku, who was played by Christopher Lee in Attack of the Clones, and you can see him animated and being a bit younger as well. Obviously, the Obi-Wan series was well received earlier on this year, and yeah, there's just too much going on, I think, in TV land, and they need to just make them movie related again. But they obviously make money from streaming TV shows. Does it guarantee extra quality? I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, let's break off from talking about sci-fi for a moment to have music that relates to sci-fi. Here, suggested by Paul Saunders on Facebook in the run-up to the show, here are the Thompson Twins with Dr. Doctor. Great choice.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. Such delight.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons, very delighted to tell you the news that, yes, a new Star Wars movie is in the works. And not just TV series that Disney are creating, but one that is set after the events of The Rise of Skywalker, so could feature characters from the Disney sequels. And if you've been following the news today, you'll know Rishi Sunak has been installed as the new Prime Minister, having met with King Charles earlier on today and been asked to form a government. He has been reshuffling, if you like. A cabinet reshuffle has taken place. According to Twitter, Rishi Sunak is a Star Wars geek, so maybe I should get him on this programme at some point in the future. I'm sure he listens to the show that goes like this. But yes, is he also a huge Doctor Who fan? Well, trailers are surfacing online for the new... There are three specials to be aired next year in the run-up to the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who. And, well, Chuti Gatwa has been seen performing in those, along with the person who has been seen to be the Doctor after Jodie Whittaker. I'll probably just reveal it later on in the show. If you don't want to know who it is and you think it's going to spoil it for you, stop listening to this programme, because I'm going to spoil it probably before 7 o'clock. Anyway, it's a fabulous Tuesday evening here. We will start paying visits to the Weird World of News after the next track as well. And what we'll be looking at today, well, an unusual carpet cleaner will come to light. A woman who believes she has photographic evidence of an alien in the US. A woman who travelled over 500 miles to take her driving test. That's quite interesting. And a man accused of copying and pasting his dogs. What that means, you will have to keep listening to find out. But slightly bizarre, that's what we like on the show that goes like this. Now then, have I thanked everybody who suggested tracks so far? I have. I haven't yet mentioned Phil Whelans, who wants to hear this from Robert Palmer.
I've got it.
Phoenix FM.
Robert Palmer, Bad Case of Loving You, although it was the Doctor riff I was hooking onto there, absolutely. Okay, it's time to pay our first visit today to the weird world of news. And I did say I'd be telling you about an unusual carpet cleaner. Yes, this has been revealed by people online over the last 7 days. Very often people get a lovely new cream carpet somewhere in their house and be worried about stains. However, a stain remover that can get severe stains out of a cream carpet and only cost you around £1 exists. What on earth is this? Somebody had posted online, "Help! How can I get nail polish off my carpet?" Now, I know what you're thinking. Nail polish remover. However, it's not what you'd expect, is this brilliant new carpet cleaner that is actually quite cheap. Another user replied, "Hairspray, the one with the highest alcohol content. Wet the carpet with cold water, spray on loads of hairspray and dab with a clean dry cloth. Repeat more hairspray, it will come up." Another user says, "I second this." Someone else said, "It happened to me and it came out beautifully." Somebody else said, "Hairspray works a treat." You can get hairspray in most supermarkets for around £1. Sainsbury's apparently sell one for £1.05. So you could use hairspray as an inexpensive carpet cleaner alternative. Other cleaning fanatics have suggested using elbow grease and a scrubbing brush. Yeah, that's very helpful. Someone else has said you need to blot nail varnish remover over it, not rub, then put shaving foam on and leave for a bit, then get a wet cloth and scrub it. That's how I got purple varnish out of my beige carpet. Another user says, "Spray window cleaner on the stain until the area is wet. Let the cleaner sit on the polished stain for at least 5 minutes, then gently blot the area with a cloth. Repeat this process until you've lifted the stain out entirely." Another cleaning fan commented, "I used WD-40 and a washing up brush and gently scrubbed it." There you go. If you have a light-coloured carpet and get some horrendous dark stain on it, something you worry about like nail polish, for instance, or varnish, hairspray is the surprise method of getting that stain out of your carpet. Available for around £1 in most supermarkets. Don't say we don't give you useful suggestions on the show that goes like this. It's not guaranteed to work. I'm just going by what people have put online. Who knows? If you have something like that and try it, do let me know. You can get in touch with me, Ben Simmons Radio, on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And if you do want to get in touch and just request a song, I'll say hello and I'll see what I can do, look in our extensive system here on Phoenix FM, and do my very best to get it on the airwaves for you tonight. All the better if it links to the world of Doctor Who, just like this one, which was suggested by James Wordsworth. It's Dr. Pressure, Milo versus Miami Sound Machine. I had forgotten this was released. I did enjoy it when they did this sort of remix, if you like. Imagine that TARDIS spinning. This would be a weird theme tune to the new series, wouldn't it? Milo, Miami Sound Machine.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I think Rishi has more or less finished choosing his cabinet right now. I don't mean he's been to IKEA. I mean he's had a reshuffle of the most important people in government. People are going to be leading various departments. And I don't know if they're showing his speech from earlier or he's making a new speech. I don't think he'd make two speeches from outside Downing Street the same day. But yes, Jeremy Hunt remaining as Chancellor. Dominic Raab is back. And yeah, there's a few people being moved around. You'll have to have a look at the news if you want to see the final cabinet for this current Conservative government. How long will they last? Interesting. Anyway, yes, it's the 25th of October. Yes, it's International Artist Day, National Greasy Foods Day, World Pasta Day. And please don't forget, October is National Medical Librarians Month. We need a ridiculous one every week. There is something absolutely crazy. And yes, we're celebrating the fact that Jodie Whittaker bowed out as Doctor Who. I don't mean celebrating as in rejoicing in the fact that she's gone. I think she did a fabulous job and was brilliant playing the character. I don't think they did her a lot of favours with the writing and the storylines. But anyway, she has now left the role. And I did say I would reveal, so spoiler alert, if you don't want to know what happened in last Sunday's episode and you're going to watch it, you haven't been able to watch it for a couple of days or something like that, then stop listening to this now. I'll turn the sound down for 30 seconds, but shockingly she regenerated and everybody knew Tutti Gatwa has been cast as the next Doctor, but she didn't regenerate into Tutti Gatwa. She regenerated into David Tennant. How on earth is that possible? That will take some explaining in next year's special episodes, which also feature Tutti Gatwa. So I don't know what the heck is going on there. How can you explain regenerating into a previous iteration of the Doctor? Well, Russell T. Davies has that job. He's back as showrunner for the foreseeable future. I think he did a fabulous job when he did it before, so I'm intrigued to see what's going to happen next year. But it had the highest ratings Doctor Who has had for quite a while. Last Sunday was a good story. As ever with those things, I always think, oh, they've done this brilliant setup, and how on earth are they going to get out of this? It's an impossible situation to get out of. Oh, they got out of it. Right. But yes, anyway, I still enjoyed watching it, and yeah, there we go. Right, more Doctor Who-related music coming up. Another visit to the Weird World of News this hour. Don't forget, after 7 o'clock, we'll be talking about the World Cup of Movie Villains, giving you the results of last week's knockout games and letting you know what's going on in the early running of the first two quarterfinals, which have now gone live. As I always say, if you want a sneak preview, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, go to the profile and you can see the polls that are running and the ones that have already taken place. Right, now, talking about time travel, thanks to Ellie from Beckles, we're now going to hear from a band that have been to almost 1,000 years in the future. That's exciting. They're Busted.
When I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise.
Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those runny boys.
Stood there was my neighbor called Peter and a flush capacitor.
He told me he built a time machine like the one in the film I've seen. Yeah, yeah. He said I'll live to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived a new era. And your great, great, great granddaughter is big fun. It's big fun.
He took me to the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one.
Triple abreast of women, swim around town, totally naked.
We drove around in a time machine, like the one in the film I see. Yeah, yeah. He said, I'm going to the year 3000. Now milk is changed, but you're a new water.
To the year 3000, it's all like a multi-billion. Everybody born at 7,000.
has changed, but they lived underwater. And your great, and your great granddaughter is pretty fine. She's pretty fine. He said, I've been to you 3,000 times. Not but to change, but they lived underwater. And your great, your great granddaughter is pretty fine. He said, I've been to you 3,000 times. Not but to change.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And I have to say, a fantastic suggestion for a track has just come in, and I will, therefore, get it on quite quickly. So, huge thanks to anyone that's been in touch during tonight's show and in the run-up to tonight's show. Paul Milton, whose birthday it is today. Andrew Van Buren, Paul Saunders, fellow Phoenix presenter Spencer Carter, his track's going to be on later as well. James Wordsworth's been in touch. Graham Noble has been in touch. Melissa Stanton, Ellie from Beckles, Ron Wilmot, James Stubbs, and this from Phil Whelans. I'm annoyed I didn't think of this instantly. Obviously, there was the controversy of, are we going to ever have a female Doctor playing Doctor Who? Then it happened with Jodie Whittaker and Jo Martin, who has been a previous version of the Doctor in Jodie Whittaker's kind of reign, if you like, as well, if you've seen the stories. But fabulous choice of track. Here's Shania Twain. Well done to Phil Whelans.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. Get a little out of line. I ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun. Yeah. Oh, 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 they're totally crazy. Looking on a lady, man, shirt, short skirts. Feel like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. I'm gonna take the chance to get out of town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing about being like a woman. Oh yeah, the best thing I've feel like a woman.
Phoenix FM.
In honour of Jodie Whittaker's Doctor Who, Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. This is the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday. It's coming up to 10 to 7 on the 25th of October. I hope you're having a wonderful evening so far. Thank you very much for sharing part of it with me. Now, as I've mentioned many times before, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, I'm a sci-fi fan in general, and I only recently, in the run-up to this show, saw the news that there is a new Star Wars film in the pipeline that will follow on from the events of The Rise of Skywalker. It's not a continuation of the story, but it is going to obviously be set at the end of that timeline. And so, yeah, I've just found out some more stuff about it by looking at the Hollywood Reporter's website. It's being, it's being looked after, written and produced, if you like, by Damon Lindelof, who was the showrunner for Lost, the series, and Justin Britt Gibson, a young up-and-coming writer, and has a director attached who directed a couple of the Miss Marvel episodes on Disney Plus as well, Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy. So, yeah, not much is known about it, clearly, but a secret writer's room was held in July, and that's how this has come about as a result of that. Apparently Dave Filoni, the protege of George Lucas, if you like, was supposed to have been in attendance. This is what's all exciting about it. And after worrying about saturation of Star Wars in the movie world, Disney have clearly started to focus on TV shows. Disney CEO Bob Iger, after the release of Solo, A Star Wars Story, which became the first Star Wars film to lose money, they decided to pause all further theatrical releases after The Rise of Skywalker, and have been relying on what's become their flagship show, if you like, The Mandalorian, helping Disney Plus get off the ground. And I have to say, end of season 2 of The Mandalorian, absolutely amazing, sensational, brilliant stuff. So yeah, season 3 due to come. There was some sort of insights into what happened with Luke Skywalker and Grogu in the Book of Boba Fett, but yeah, season 3 of The Mandalorian coming next year. There's a lot happening in the Star Wars world on Disney Plus at the moment, because like I said, Andor currently streaming and is 12 episodes long already, with a second series of another 12 episodes scheduled to take place. Mandalorian Season 3 is due in February. And then Rogue Squadron, the movie, is on the back burner at the moment. We're not quite sure what's happening with that. But Marvel Studios boss Kevin Feige is producing another Star Wars film, which will be written by Michael Waldron, who wrote the Loki series for Marvel. And also Taika Waititi has been developing a Star Wars movie for more than 2 years. So apparently this film, with Damon Lindelof looking after it, the earliest that could ever come to pass is December 2025. Nothing has been confirmed at all. So, yes, I'm always interested in details of what's going on in the Star Wars world. I'm looking forward to the animated series Tales of the Jedi, which will be coming out very, very soon. You'll have to look online for more information about that. Right, another track, then another visit to the Weird World of News coming up just before 7 o'clock. Doctor Who-related music after Jodie Whittaker bowed out of the weekend. Here's Cyndi Lauper.
Is nothing new. Flashback, one.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And very quickly, time for another visit to the weird world of news today. I did say about a woman who had people gobsmacked after making an alien sighting on Google Earth, of all places. Yes, this is in America. A 45-year-old woman was browsing Google Earth when she was amazed to see an alien in the back seat of a car. This is a bizarre story. The lady's called Crystal, and she said she'd been looking at a street using Google Earth, just because she was intrigued, saw a car driving along the street which appeared to have a naked person driving it. That's what piqued her interest, if you like, so she zoomed in on the car, as you would, and then, sitting in the back seat, there is an image that obviously could be something else at a different angle, but from certain angles it definitely looks like an alien staring out of the back window. So, yeah, I don't know where you can find this. If you just put, what can you put in? Woman spotting alien in backseat of car. If you Google that, maybe you'll find the image. Yes, but she posted online, can someone please tell me what I'm looking at in the backseat? The only reason I found this is because I was looking for the location of a garage sale, which was located in the background. The driver of the car looked naked, so I zoomed in because I'm nosy and thought the distortion of the figure in the back. My first thought was it was an alien. And other people have backed up her theory, saying it's clearly an alien. How on earth did you spot that? Someone else has said it's Mr. Potato Head. But it's definitely a very bizarre looking figure in the back. I'm trying to think what it could be from a different angle. Could it be some kind of weird cuddly toy or cushion that's been left in the back of the car? I'm not really sure. If you can find this image online, feel free to view it. Perhaps I'll try and get it onto my blog page on the Phoenix FM website from tomorrow, so we can all look at it together and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But very bizarre alien image. Woman shocked to see alien in backseat of car in America. Crystal, if you can find those details and use those details to find the image yourself, that would be fabulous. Right, it's almost 7 o'clock. Here's Ariana Grande to take us into hour two.
Stay with me, I'll be in it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, once again, it's the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons into the second hour now, 3.5 minutes past seven. Where were you for the first hour? If you've just joined us, you've missed some corking stuff. Celebrity birthdays, visits to the weird world of news, looking at how hairspray can clean carpets and how if you look on Google Earth long enough, you will find aliens in America. Very bizarre. We've been talking about the news that a new Star Wars film set after the events of The Rise of Skywalker is in the offing. That's going to be looked after by Damon Lindelof of Lost fame. Also, we've dealt with the fact it's International Artist Day, it's National Greasy Foods Day, it's World Pasta Day, and somehow throughout October, it's National Medical Librarians Month. Oh, yes. And Jodie Whittaker signed off as her version of Doctor Who on Sunday night on the BBC, available on iPlayer as well. If you want to see that, you can still get it on there. And I enjoyed the actual end of it. It was a little bit of a convoluted story. It was one of those where you thought, well, they've done something in this that's literally impossible to reverse. There's no way of coming back from this. Oh, she's come back from it. But then she did regenerate into, shockingly, David Tennant. Crikey, how's that possible? David Tennant and Chuty Gatwa will feature in the three special episodes to be aired in 2023, at which point Chuty Gatwa will take over as, is it the 15th or 14th Doctor? I'm not entirely sure, but anyway, as the latest version. But yes, it's David Tennant for now, so how they explain that remains to be seen. So all the music on tonight's show is linked to the world of Doctor Who. A lot of time featuring in the track names. We also had Doctor in the TARDIS to get us going by the Time Lords, which was fabulous. Thanks to all of you that suggested tracks for tonight's show. Let's have another one now, and then we'll come back to the World Cup of Movie Villains. I'm excited. Now, this track would be absolutely perfect if the band weren't called Black Box and were called Blue Box. It's Black Box, it's Ride on Time. Imagine how perfect that would be if it was Blue Box. It would just be Doctor Who. Anyway. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Black Box classic Ride on Time there fades into the background, into some kind of wormhole, and disappears for quite a while back into the Phoenix FM ether. Hope your Tuesday's going well. Yes, we've got a slight sci-fi hint in this show tonight, because the show that goes like this is celebrating the fact that Jodie Whittaker signed off as Doctor Who, not in a rejoicing she's gone way, but just celebrating her tenure, if you like, before David Tennant takes over for three special episodes and then Chuti Gatwa next year in 2023. And thanks to everybody that suggested tracks that lean themselves towards the world of Time Lords, etc. And we are going to hear a lot more tracks before we go tonight. Now, as promised, it's time to talk about the World Cup of Movie Villains. Yes, whilst not quite at fever pitch yet, I would say the excitement is most definitely building in this one. So, what information can I give you? Well, we already had go through from our 16 movie villains last time out: Darth Vader, Jaws, Voldemort and Pennywise, which left 8 more to fight it out. Emperor Palpatine versus Norman Bates, Thanos versus the T-1000 from Terminator 2, Hannibal Lecter versus the Joker, and Michael Myers versus Kaiser Sose. So those battles have now been completed, and I can tell you, Emperor Palpatine defeated Norman Bates 75% to 25%. You know, Norman Bates could have come at him with a knife, and it is just force lightninged him. That's all he needs to do, really. Thanos versus the T-1000, that's an interesting battle, but with all the Infinity Stones, I guess Thanos is indeed incredibly powerful. Thanos 85% of the vote, the T-1000 15% of the vote. The closest vote, Hannibal Lecter 44%, the Joker 56%. Yes, Hannibal Lecter would probably try and eat some part of the Joker, but the Joker would do something depraved and kill him well before then, I believe. Joker goes through. And then Michael Myers, 87% of the vote, Kaiser Sose 13%. Yes, was Kaiser Sose really a heinous criminal with people living in fear of him, or was it Kevin Spacey making stuff up? Who knows? But yeah, Michael Myers being the all-powerful, weird, shape-shifting kind of villain of Halloween has just quite easily got to grips with Kaiser Soze there. 87-13. So Palpatine goes through, Thanos goes through, the Joker goes through, and Michael Myers goes through. Now, the first two quarterfinals are now available to vote on. Remember, if they had a face-off, which of the two movie villains against each other would be victorious? That is what we're asking. World Cup of Movie Villains. Therefore, quarterfinal one, which villain wins? Darth Vader or Jaws? Darth Vader or Jaws? And quarterfinal two is also live, Voldemort versus Pennywise. Interesting. Darth Vader and Jaws, you know, Vader's got the Force, you know, and he's a Sith. He's fueled by hatred and anger and rage. Many ways, so is Jaws, and who knows why, with that kind of homing beacon on one particular boat. If Jaws was coming for Darth Vader, would he stand a chance? Would he drag him down to the bottom of the sea? Could he force choke a shark before it got to him, before it got him in its grip? Well, that's up to you to decide. In the early running of votes, Darth Vader has 80% of the vote, Jaws just 20%. In the other quarterfinal, though, Voldemort versus Pennywise. Yes, Voldemort is an evil wizard with magic powers. Pennywise, some kind of shape-shifting, weird, evil villain that gets into people's minds and makes them see their darkest fears. Voldemort currently has 100% of the vote, Pennywise with nothing. But it could all change. Vader 80, Jaws 20, and Voldemort 100, Pennywise 0. If you want to cast your vote, you need to get yourself onto Twitter and at BenSimRadio on Twitter. At the top of the profile will be those polls to vote upon. Just a single tap or click to cast your vote. Absolutely go for it. Darth Vader versus Jaws and Voldemort versus Pennywise. Quarterfinal 1 and quarterfinal 2. 3 and 4 will go live next week. Semi-finals will be the following week. Final will be the week after that. Oh, it's all building the World Cup of Movie Villains. Who is going to be the most villainous, the victorious villain out of all the villains? That is up to you, lovely legend listeners, to decide. Get voting at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Give the poll a retweet as well. Do us a favour so more movie fans can get involved. Now then, more Doctor Who related music. Here's Owen Paul. You have to wonder, if you travel through time, do you ever think, was there really any point to that?
You're mine.
Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday is treating you well and you've had a lovely time so far. Thanks for being here on the airwaves, however you're here. Whether it's 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas of Essex, also into Suffolk, Kent, East London. Or you're probably listening online via some sort of device, phoenixfm.com. Whether it's your phone, tablet, or even, dare I say, laptop computer or desktop computer. Very grateful that you're here. Also available on smart speaker. Ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will go ahead and do just that. Now, time for our third visit of the evening to the weird world of news. This is, well, whilst it's kind of laughing at someone's misfortune, you kind of feel like it serves the person right and is quite funny as well. A woman travelled for 10 hours across 500 miles in the hope of passing her driving test at the easiest driving test centre, but she failed. Oh dear, I mean, just go to your local test centre and be good enough to pass. She'd done research to find out that apparently a certain driving test centre was more lenient than others or marked higher than others. I don't quite understand the whys and wherefores of it, but there you go. According to the Daily Star, Constance Camphor from London journeyed all the way to the Isle of Mull off the west coast of Scotland, over 500 miles, in order to take her second driving test at a place which has been dubbed easier, in quotes, than most testing centres. So, apparently Constance had developed a fear of roundabouts while driving and decided to take her test somewhere that had a lower chance of her encountering roundabouts. That's when she discovered the Isle of Mull, which has one of the highest pass rates in the UK, almost 90%, consists of mostly single-track roads and just one roundabout. It took her 10 hours and a ferry ride to get there, but upon arrival, she realised there were no driving instructors to lend her the use of their car. A local woman offered her own motor so she could take the test. Constance told news reporters, "I was determined I would pass my driving test the second time. I simply needed to optimise my chances. A quick Google search told me where I needed to go, the Isle of Mull. I booked for the earliest available date in mid-December." She added, "For their lessons, residents tend to head to Oban on the mainland where the ferry to the island departs from. None of the instructors I got hold of fancied the trip, each warning me of high chances that my crossing would be cancelled in bad weather. I took to Facebook where a local paramedic took pity on me and offered me her blue Mini. She felt confident ahead of the test. There was one roundabout and nowhere for parallel parking to be attempted. Plus, the landscape is full of mountains, lochs and beautiful forests to view from the road." Then, at the end of the test, the instructor told her, "I don't like to talk about people who fail their tests. Think of it as just not passing." Ah, dear. He mentioned that she'd strayed too far into the middle of the road for his liking. So she failed her driving test for the second time after all the expense of going 500 miles to take it. Will she stay in London for her next one? Remains to be seen. There we go. 500 miles to take a driving test and then you fail. I know my dad and uncle bought a car on the Isle of Wight whilst working over there before either of them had passed their driving test. They assumed they would pass their driving test once they'd purchased the car. They both failed and had to pay someone to drive them home in their new car. Speaking of my dad, and speaking of Doctor Who, I know he has appeared in Doctor Who as, I think it's Radiation Man, is it? I have to do the absolute check because I think he wrote it somewhere on Facebook. Yes, Radiation Man, in an episode called The Hand of Fear, when Tom Baker was the Doctor. My dad was in an episode of Doctor Who. How cool is that? Congratulations, fabulous. Okay, time for more Doctor Who music then. Here's Moloko. The time is now. It absolutely is, you know.
To me, I am empty, so tell me you care for me. You're the first thing and the last thing on my mind. In your arms I feel sunshine. The night is young. Flowers blossom in the winter time. In your arms I feel sunshine.
You always say one to the morning. The time is now. You always say one to the morning. Let's make this moment last.
You may find yourself
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Haven't listened to that track from Maloko for quite a while. It's got a sort of sense of unease pervading it, hasn't it? There's some weird discordant moments throughout it. I quite like it. Interesting, and certainly links to the world of Doctor Who. The time is now. I'm going to have another track quite quickly. Then, of course, we'll recap the Movie Villain World Cup. And don't forget, we've got one more visit to the Weird World of News tonight before I leave you to find out about the man who's accused of copying and pasting his dogs. Sounds ridiculous. Is it as ridiculous as the fact that October is National Medical Librarians Month? While we all come to terms with that, here's a lovely song about time from Louis Armstrong.
We have all the time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less. Only love. Time in the world. for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons three quarters of the way through. Has anyone been with me right throughout the whole thing tonight? Well done if you have. You're most definitely a Leg End listener tonight. All of you are my lovely Leg End listeners, but anyone that's been here right from the start and is intending on being here right through to the bitter end at 8 o'clock. Thank you so much. Hope your 25th of October is very, very wonderful for you and you're having a lovely, albeit slightly chilly evening. Have you started putting your heating on regularly yet? I have to admit I haven't. We've had a couple of blasts in our house for a couple of hours or so on colder nights, but it's not regularly started being on yet. Cost of living crisis and all that, yes. Can Rishi Sunak sort it out? If you're interested in politics, and many of us are inundated with information about politics all across the news lately, he has finished his cabinet reshuffle, I believe, and said in his opening statement to the press upon entering Downing Street that the UK is facing a profound economic crisis. Well, that bodes well for the next few years, doesn't it? Can he stave off a severe defeat for the Conservatives at the next general election due to be held in 2025? Is it, or 2024? I think it's 24, isn't it? 2024. So you've not got long to make a stamp, to make a stand, to do something good. I wish him the best of luck, Rishi Sunak. It's not a job I would want to be trying to sort out at the moment, but it's down to Rishi and his team and his cabinet and his ministers and the government to try and do something to make life in the UK a bit better for everybody. Anyway, let's not dwell on that right now. Let's deal with the fact that we have still got time for another visit to the weird world of news tonight. And we've got loads more tracks, many of which have been suggested by you fabulous listeners, to feature before I leave you. And we will be hearing from the likes of Kylie Minogue, thanks to fellow Phoenix presenter, the brilliant Spencer Carter. We will be hearing from Britney Spears. We had a kind of remix of the Miami Sound Machine. We're going to have the original Miami Sound Machine track a little bit later on in the show as well. So loads of great music to look forward to. And like I said, I will recap the World Cup of Movie Villains one more time. Let's have another track and then our final visit to the weird world of news. So here, talking about 5 years' time, will Chuty Gatwa still be Doctor Who in 2027? Well, I guess that's up to the BBC and contract people, isn't it? This is Noah and the Whale, though. That was a happy-go-lucky intro. I hope the song's as good.
Oh, well, in 5 years' time, we could be walking round a zoo with the sun shining down over me and you. And there'll be love in the bodies of the elephants too. And I'll put my hands over your eyes, but you'll peek through. And there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our bodies. And sun, sun, sun all down the necks, and there'll be sun, sun, sun all over our faces, and sun, sun, sun. So what the heck, 'cause I'll be laughing at all of your silly little jokes, and we'll be laughing about how we used to smoke all those stupid little cigarettes and drink stupid wine, 'cause it's what we needed to have a good time. But it was fun, fun, fun when we were drinking. It was fun, fun, fun when we were drunk, and it was fun, fun, fun was fun, fun, fun. Oh, it was fun. Say it's the happiest that I've ever been. I'll say I no longer feel I have to be James Dean, and she'll say, yeah, well I feel all pretty happy too, and I'm always pretty happy when I'm just kicking back with you. And if you love, love, love all through our bodies, and love, love, love all through our minds, and it'd be love, love, love all over her face, and love, love, love all over mine. And though admittedly all these moments are just in my head, I'll be thinking about them as I'm lying in bed. And I know that admittedly they might not even come true, but in my mind I'm having a pretty good time with you. Oh, in 5 years' time I might not know you. In 5 years' time we might not speak. Oh, in 5 years' time we might not get along. In 5 years' on. You might just prove me wrong. Oh, there'll be love, love, love wherever you go, 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 there'll be love, love, love. 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 Wherever you go, there'll be love.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Noah and the Whale with 5 years' time. If you've just joined me late and you're wondering what the theme of the music is tonight, we're paying tribute to Jodie Whittaker's version of Doctor Who. She bowed out on Sunday night on the BBC show and has been replaced by David Tennant, bizarrely, before Tutti Gatwa takes over later next year after some specials have been filmed. But I did say it was now time to pay our final visit to the weird world of news tonight. And the headline is this: a man has been accused of copying and pasting his dogs. What am I talking about? Well, it's a slightly frivolous thing. The actual headline: man in hysterics after pet dogs create glitch in the matrix whilst sleeping. It looks like he copied and pasted them into his photo. So he has two dogs. From the look of it, it must say what breed they are later on in the article. I'm not entirely sure, maybe not. But they look like some kind of grey. They look a bit greyhound-like. But basically, he has two dogs with identical dog beds on a laminate floor, and they've each got a mat in front of the dog bed, and then some kind of quite luxurious dog bed each. Both dogs have rolled over onto their backs whilst sleeping, have all four legs in the air in a variety of bizarre positions, except both dogs are holding exactly the same bizarre positions. You need to see this photo. If you just Google glitch in the matrix sleeping dogs, I'm sure you will find it. But yes, they are litter mates, these two dogs. Only three of a litter of 10 came out with this colouring, so they look very, very similar to each other. But other people, while seeing the photo, joked about them creating a glitch in the matrix, saying, OMG, how are these not the same dog? And another user added, Control plus C, Control plus V. If you know, you know. And a third user said, that looks like a glitch in the matrix. The owner wondered why his dog opted for exactly the same bizarre sleeping position, but he said, I researched the answer further than the fact they feel secure to expose their bellies. As I should have expected, there are psychological reasons too. Temperature regulation between the exposed belly and the paws, which are exposed to the air, helps them cool down. But since they're cold, it's cold at the moment, they're probably not doing that. I'll expect it more likely in the summer. It allows them to relax their muscles fully, reducing the pressure on joints and muscles. One dog owner was asked to call in an exorcist after sharing a picture of his dog in a deep sleep because her head was twisted at an uncomfortable angle. So lots of people bothered about how their pets look in photos, but these two dogs, Glitch in the Matrix sleeping dogs, if you look up that, you'll see this photo on their dog beds taking up identical, very bizarre sleeping positions. Have they just been copied and pasted? No, you can tell they are slightly different, but it is amazing. Interesting if you enjoy looking at slightly wacky animals. Okay, time for a song that I've been looking forward to for a lot of this show. Oh yes, this was suggested by Spencer Carter. Great suggestion, taking us back to the 80s, taking us back to Stock Aitken and Waterman days. She has become a global icon, but back at this time she hadn't quite yet. Still needed both of her names to know who it was. Taking a step back in time, it's Kylie Minogue. Promise you this starts with F-U-N-K. Enjoy.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gotta love a bit of retro Kylie with no hint of irony. That was Step Back in Time, which we've literally done with her there in honour of Doctor Who. I've said it many times tonight, but yes, Jodie Whittaker finished her stint as the Doctor on Sunday night. Sci-fi fans and Doctor Who fans no doubt will have been watching. Now, I will pay another visit to the World Cup of Movie Villains just to give you a reminder of the two quarterfinals where the voting is live. Remember, the idea with this is you imagine if these villains had a face-off against each other, who would win? And it's not all of them in a big bundle, they're doing it in matches of two. So, Voldemort versus Pennywise. Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter, Pennywise from It. difficult to decide, but in the early voting, Voldemort has 100% of the votes. Pennywise's shape-shifting abilities could inflict Voldemort with his greatest fears, but Voldemort is a wizard and has magic on his side. Could just hit him with an Avada Kedavra, I'm sure. 100-0 at the moment for Lord Voldemort. The other quarterfinal, Darth Vader versus Jaws. Surely one of the most iconic villains ever created, Darth Vader, but Jaws, that foreboding, that theme tune. That simple theme tune with not many notes, but instills fear in you, makes you not want to go swimming. Could Jaws just destroy Darth Vader in his jaws? Or would Vader use the Force and do something horrendous to the shark? At the moment, Vader with 80% of the vote, Jaws with 20% of the vote. Get yourself onto Twitter, at Benson Radio, and cast your vote as well. Also, give the polls a retweet so more movie fans can get involved. Fabulous. So, yes, we've still got a few more tracks to squeeze in before I leave you tonight. I'll recap everything that's gone on if you've missed it from the beginning as well. And don't forget, it will be available on my Phoenix blog page from tomorrow morning, phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and you will be taken to my blog. Here then, as promised, time related music. It's Britney. Britney there with the classic Hit Me Baby One More Time, the song that shot her to stardom back in the 90s. And, yeah, she's been through all that conservatorship and all the mental health issues. She had a couple of marriages, hasn't she? But sort of seems to be back on song now, featuring on that track with Elton, Hold Me Closer, that made it to number one in the UK. And, yeah, she could be back with a bang maybe next year. More shows and performances and stuff from the likes of Britney. Well, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We've just got 10 minutes or so left and still going to squeeze in a couple of tracks, which I would like to do, and then sum up the entire show as well. And do remember, if you've missed any of it, as I said just before, hit me baby one more time, get yourself onto the schedule on Phoenix FM, click on the words, the show that goes like this, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. It will take you to my Phoenix FM blog page, where all previous episodes of this show are available to listen to and download at your leisure. Check out the website generally as well. There's loads of great features on there, local articles, stuff about what's going on in the area and events and stuff here, featuring local artists as well. There's loads on the Phoenix website, phoenixfm.com. Well, worth a look. Right, time for another track. Time to sum it all up. Here's the original Dr. Beat. No kind of remix or hint of a remix in this from Miami Sound Machine.
Emergency. Paging Dr. Beat. Emergency.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is almost the end of tonight's The Show That Goes Like This. I will be back again next week. Don't forget, after me, Rob Harvey and with Synth City. Another great couple of hours here from 8 till 10. So keep your dial on 98.0 FM if you're in the area, or phoenixfm.com if you're not, and Smart Speaker 2. Video feed available on mixcloud.com and on our website by following the video button at the top right on the homepage. So, What has happened today on the show that goes like this? Well, it's been International Artist Day, National Greasy Foods Day, World Pasta Day, and stupidly for everyone, National Medical Librarians Month all throughout October. That is a genuinely recognised thing. Can't believe it. We found out via the weird world of news tonight that you can clean nail polish off a carpet with hairspray. We found out that if you look hard enough on Google Earth, you will find aliens sat in the back of cars in America. We found out about a woman who travelled 500 miles to take an easier driving test and still failed. And we found out about a man who copied and pasted his dogs into a photo, although he didn't, just had two very similar dogs taking up an almost identical pose. Please vote at Bensim Radio on the World Cup of Movie Villains. I will see you next week. To play us out, classic Andrea Bocelli. See you soon. Rob's up next. Bye for now.
Sola sogna l'orizzonte, mancai le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me su le finestre, mostra tutto il mio cuore. Acceso, chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada. Con te
alle parole, e io sì lo so che sei con me, con me. Tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me, con me, con me.